So what's next on the TT Book Difficult Summer Beach Reads list?
My name is Emily Parker, and I'm the author of Now I Know Who My Comrades Are, Voices from the Internet Underground. The book that I would like to recommend is called Conversation in the Cathedral. It's by Mario Vargas Llosa, who won the Nobel Prize for Literature. I think that Conversation in the Cathedral is a book that maybe less people have read. It's a long book, it's a complicated book, and it's a difficult book. But I think it is one of the best examples of how a novel can describe life under a dictatorship. And so what Vargas Llosa does in this book is he just describes how dictatorships influence every aspect of life, and political repression influences every aspect of life. It can be relationships between friends, it can be relationships between fathers and sons, it can just be the general ambiance at a bar. And he really just creates this atmosphere of what it feels like to live in a world where you don't feel free. And I think this book is important because there's so much written about repressive governments and about freedom, and a lot of this is written in the form of articles or nonfiction, but sometimes fiction can uniquely capture the atmosphere of life in this kind of political environment. I'm very proud to say that Vargas Llosa actually read my book and wrote an article about it, and which was the most exciting thing that has ever happened because he's really one of my favorite authors. Vargas Llosa is a very renowned novelist. He's written both fiction and nonfiction. One of his main causes in life is writing about the struggle for freedom. And I think that he has realized and he has expressed that sometimes fiction is the most powerful way to describe this phenomenon. Another one of his books is called The Feast of the Goat, which is about the Dominican Republic. In that book as well, he really describes the life of people who are sort of deprived of basic freedoms. And I think Vargas Llosa's work is really important because we often talk about political repression in very abstract terms. And I think when you're reading a newspaper article, sometimes it's hard to really understand how these political systems affect average people. And Vargas Llosa's novels do that brilliantly. I started reading him a few years ago, and I think I started with Conversation in the Cathedral, which again is a very difficult book. You kind of read it and it's very hard at first to understand what's going on, and it's very confusing. I felt that I was pulled into this dark world, and you feel almost uneasy reading and you feel almost sick reading it, like you're kind of living in this unhealthy environment. And I just remember thinking, wow, this is a really powerful novel.
Emily Parker recommends Conversation in the Cathedral by Mario Vargas Llosa. You'll find more bookmarks and an interview with Parker on our website. That's at ttbook.org.